personal.
Thanks, Yoav. Amar, and then Tony.
Yeah, thanks. This is Amar. My understanding is that, well, the members appointed by every stakeholder group on each of the CWG and CCWG have provided a direct link between those stakeholder groups and those two groups. So I'm not sure why the council needs to sort of add a layer of communication or representation. I can't foresee a situation where that would become necessary, but there may be something I'm missing. I'm not sure.
Can you please make sure you speak close to the microphone and, of course, identify yourself?
Yes, sorry. I was complaining I couldn't hear you and Thomas earlier, so I'm sorry. I must be doing the same thing. I was just saying that this is Amar, and I was just saying that the members of the CWG and CCWG appointed by the stakeholder groups of the GNSO provide a direct link between those stakeholder groups and the two respective cross-community working groups. So I'm not sure I can foresee a situation where it would become necessary for the GNSO Council to add an additional layer of communication or representation between those stakeholder groups and the cross-community working groups. If there is something I'm missing, that's entirely possible. But as is right now, I think those members, I mean the members appointed with voting rights on the CWG as well as the participants, actually, they're perfectly capable of representing and drafting any positions their stakeholder groups have and communicating them. So.
Okay, James, I think you wanted to come in next.
Yes, thanks. Yes, thanks, Jonathan. James speaking. And I think along the same lines of Amar's contribution, I'm also a member of the CCWG Accountability. And I would just note that the GNSO participants were very active in today's session and in previous sessions. Perhaps we could, to Thomas's point, perhaps we could do a better job of synthesizing or harmonizing our feedback at the outset, so that when he is asked to present on behalf of the GNSO, he can perhaps, you know, stitch something together that makes a little bit more sense as a comprehensive picture of feedback. But I think generally, to Amar's point, there is that desire to eliminate that middle layer of the council itself, and say that we're very well represented, and I think the diverse and diverse spectrum of views, if you will, that constitute the GNSO. From IPC and registries and registrars and NPUC, we're all there, and we're very much in the room. So I don't think we were suffering from a lack of input from GNSO interests. I just think, to Thomas's point, when we went to each of the communities, the GNSO was more of a, yes, we are on this and we are engaged, and we are talking about this very vigorously amongst our constituencies.
So I've got a last point on last response on this point, which is from Phil.
Thank you. Phil Corwin for the record. Adding to what's already been said, you know, my understanding is that at some point when there's a plan before it goes to the board, we're going to be asked for a consensus view. I think we might want to think about trying to reach some rough consensus before that point, but right now it's just too early in the process. The work's too preliminary. It's too much of a moving target to even attempt for this group to reach a consensus view on something that's changing every week.
Thanks. So, as you know, what I've certainly with respect to the CWG is encourage councillors to supplement the work of the members of the group by making sure that active discussion and knowledge of the work of the CWG and to that extent also the CCWG, such that, as Phil says, when the council later, we know we've got well-informed stakeholder groups and constituencies. My understanding of the role of the council in general is to act as policy manager.